picture you're about to see deals with the problem of self-destruction. Its purpose was to enable people to better understand the nature of this strange, tragic act. We should not be able to diminish this great human affliction until more people do understand it and appreciate its seriousness.
Terribly shocked to hear that you and Louise have separated. We just don't understand. How could you possibly do this to your mother and dad? We've always tried to do the best for you, but evidently it hasn't paid off. How will we be able to face our friends after they hear about this? Some of them knew you as a little boy. It's so shameful. If you and Louise need money, we don't mind sacrificing for you. As you know, Mother and Dad have always done so in the past, and gladly. Of course, you will remember that when you and Louise were married, we felt this might not work out. But you thought it would.
Shut down your station here a while. I want to talk with you a moment. Mr. Hendricks, Charlie isn't feeling very well today. I suggest that he see a doctor right away.
Okay, Eddie. Sounds like a good idea to me.
I don't know what's been the matter with me. Sure, I'll see a doctor.
Mr. Fineman, you're in good physical shape. Your stomach's growling a little bit. I guess you didn't have breakfast this morning, but a good lunch will cure that. I know you're upset by your wife's leaving. Anybody would be. But we all have our problems. You've got to pull yourself together, and this will all work out all right.
Hello, Louise. Louise, I want you and the kids to come on back home. I know I made a mess of things last week, but I don't know what's got into me. But I think things would be a whole lot better if you and the kids would come on back home.
You've said that before, Charlie, but it hasn't worked. You were moping around the place for weeks. When you didn't come home from the tavern the other night until 4:30 in the morning, I'd had enough.
I know, Louise. I can't explain, but I...
Well, I think you'd better explain it if you expect us to come back. There are 4 bills on the dresser, which you forgot to pay.
I know. I have them here in my pocket. It's always money, isn't it, Louise?
How can you say that, Charlie? You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Why don't you act like a grown man? Until you get hold of yourself, nothing is going to work out.
Feeling all right, mister? Maybe you should see a doctor.
Thanks.
Second floor. This is as far as we go.
The drama we've just seen shows a man heading for self-destruction. How can we understand his behavior?
Well, first, it seems to me that we have to react to this experience. I think it was an extremely moving thing, personally.
Do you think this type of thing can really happen?
There's no question that it happens every day. And probably happens more often than we know. While this was the depictment of an individual case, we know that the statistics on suicide, such as they are minimum statistics. This happens too often.
Are families aware of this?
Yes, families are aware of it. They know that suicide happens, but far too often they're not aware of it until it's too late, until they're left with the grief and confusion and the guilt after there's not anything else they can do. It's already happened.
Suppose we look at some of the scenes in the film we've just seen and discuss this further. What do you see that's significant in this first scene?
Well, I think several things impress me. First of all, it's fairly obvious that he has insomnia. He's been up all this night. There's the element of rage, too, throwing the alarm clock across the room. He looks depressed.
I think the thing that I would that would come to mind that I would want to add to that is that depression, although we see signs of it here, it's not the only avenue to suicide.
Do you think that this man's wife would notice that there's something very special about him on seeing him this way if she were there?
Well, the wife, just like the other people who will see this man in his life on this particular day, are people who may have something to compare it with from having known him previously, which perhaps his wife could do, or perhaps his boss could do. Other people who see him in just little bits of his life, like the policeman or the elevator operator,
or the doctor,
only have a chance to see what he presents at that any given moment.
Very well, let's see some more of the story. What do you see, Dr. Rome?
I think you have to see it as a constant waxing and waning of two forces operating in different directions. In the one instance, there's the preoccupation with suicide.
Are you saying that he feels two ways about actually doing it, and that part of him is trying to come back?
At this point, we use this technical term of ambivalence. That is, valence meaning moving toward something, and ambi meaning both. Namely, he moves toward two things. So that in practically every suicidal case, we see individuals who, at the same time, that they're moving toward self-destruction, making plans, executing acts, and so on, at this very same time, they are reaching out with rescues of fantasy, making cries for help, some kind of almost unconscious preparations for the interruption of this act, and they're doing both at the same time.
All the feelings that the person has just before he dies, and this comes out in many suicide notes, are not feelings of anger and death and destruction and murderous feelings. Some of them are actually warm, positive feelings, and that maybe there is a time just before the person does destroy himself when we can make use of his positive reaching out.
Let's go to some scenes showing him with people.
I think this word change can't be overemphasized. That's the important thing in this, that if you notice a change in a person, this is the best clue, not for suicide specifically, but all sorts of psychiatric and psychological difficulties. If old Henry isn't how he used to be, or Sweet Betty seems different, or whatever, and if this occurs to you, I think this is a thing which ought to alert one.
There's another point, too. In this instance, we see merely one kind of person as an example of the type of people to whom persons in trouble are referred. This is a physician in this instance, but it might just as well be a minister, a lawyer, a supervisor in a shop, for example, some neighbor, someone else. There are a whole variety of persons who characteristically are people who are in receipt of requests from people in trouble. How common is the problem of suicide?
Well, to answer this question, I think we have to say more than figures and statistics. But to mention the known statistics, the reported statistics for a moment, we can say something like this, that suicide ranks among the first 10 in the causes of death among adults. In some states of our country, it's as high as the 6th leading cause of death. In some age groups, specifically from 15 to 25, it's the 3rd leading cause of death. Although in part this is an artifact because the other causes of death are not operating then. Certain occupational groups, like peacetime service, college students, it's the 3rd leading cause of death, according to reports. That is, no other kind of death, imagine, by cancer or heart or accident or whatever, leaves such an ugly backwash of emotional material as a suicidal death. I think if one were to put this in a sentence, what the suicidal death does is insist that the survivors obsess about suicide for the rest of their lives.
In the film, I see a man standing on the ledge. Do you think he really wants to live?
The answer, of course, is yes. We've talked about the ambivalence of the individual. We've talked about the fact that people, at the same time they're killing themselves, reach out for help. So that if we say no to this question, then we write off people unnecessarily. Further, this whole situation and what has happened to this person raises the question which is really implicit in this presentation. Namely, does one have a right to interfere with this kind of process? Should you save a person who seems intent upon destroying himself? And our whole experience seems to point, without any question, all in one direction. And the question is whether or not one has this right. The answer is, one has this obligation.
What are some of the things that can be done?
Well, I think there are several things that can be done. But it immediately brings into mind, on a prophylactic level, the involvement of the family in some kind of an appreciation of what it is that's going on among family members by the family. I think it also involves the need for examining physicians to constantly keep themselves attuned to this as a possibility.
I guess as a social worker, one of the things that would be bound to impress me most would be the thought of how people are really interrelated with each other. It's often been said that suicides can hardly ever take place if people are truly in communication with each other.
My interest in the problem of suicide is but one facet of an interest in what seems to me to be a larger, more encompassing problem. We've touched on it earlier. It has to do with the meaning of death. Death in the very largest sense. For the citizen seeing this film as we've seen it asks himself the question, what can I do about this? Well, the one thing he can do is to break down the taboos that we've had up to now about talking about death, and to recognize that although death is an intensely personal matter, it has enormously ramified social implications.
I reflected as I saw this, as I do when I see or hear about any suicide case, really what great challenges and what enormous opportunities there were to learn about human beings, their functioning, to extend our clinical skills and our scientific knowledge by thinking about the suicidal phenomena.
I believe that we have not been able to cover all of the various topics that relate to the problem of suicide. But perhaps this film and our discussion of the story that was told can serve as a springboard for more meaningful discussion where groups spend the time to view this film and think about the nature of the problem. Thank you.